Yeah, it was actually in the Malin Head region. The discovery was made there by a member of the public. A seal, unfortunately, became entangled in nets, and that's known as ghost fishing. So nets that are discarded or lost at sea, they kind of float around aimlessly, and sometimes the wildlife can get caught up in them.
And this, of course, has sparked concern, not just in the Northwest here, but across the country, for people to be mindful of where they throw not just these kind of ropes, but litter in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, a large proportion of our litter isn't just from fishing, discarded or lost fishing gear. It's actually 80% of litter that ends up in the marine environment comes from land-based activities. So it may be something like crisp bags, bottles, cans, sanitary waste, items of litter that have been lost on the way to, say, a dump, or, you know, like they've just managed to blow over off the truck. So there's so many things that, yeah, do come from land-based activities. So it's not just fishing or shipping. I think we can all take responsibility for items of litter, not only floating around on the coastline, but on land as well. So things like illegal dumping, we really have to keep an eye on that as well.
And what can an individual do in terms of preventing litter from going into the sea?
Absolutely. Well, I suppose try to buy less goods but less packaging on them where possible. So reduce, reuse, recycle. So reduce the amount of goods you're buying. If you can reuse something, go for it. And recycle where you can as well, so these items aren't ending up in the environment. And also, when you're visiting the beach, try to not only take home what you bring, but also take a few minutes to maybe do a beach clean. We've got a few initiatives through the Clean Coast program, such as the 2-minute beach clean, where we're asking members of the public to take 2 minutes out of their time on the beach, or even you can do a 2-minute street clean. As I mentioned, a lot of litter comes from land-based activities. Just to take 2 minutes to organise a clean up and take your litter home, or if there's a bin there, you can pop it into. We also have a big beach clean taking place on between the 16th and the 18th of December through the Clean Coast program, and we're asking members of the community and individuals to get out and organise a beach clean on their local stretch of coastline. Through the Clean Coast, we've over 500 groups nationwide, and 50 of those groups are actually in Donegal. We're always looking for new groups to adopt their local stretch of coastline, and we facilitate them as much as we can. We will send out bags and gloves and litter pickers for the actual the big beach clean itself. So, and we'll register you as a group, so you can join a huge network all over Ireland and just kind of swap ideas. And we have forums and seminars and symposiums for groups to come along and find out more about the program and just be educated a little bit more on marine litter, because not everybody is aware that when these items end up in the marine environment, they don't break down. They break down into smaller pieces, and animals can end up either the two main reasons or main causes of death for animals from marine litter, and mostly plastics that are the most hazardous items. They can either ingest them, so the pieces break down into smaller little pieces where birds or seals that can ingest them, and it can actually end up tricking them into thinking that they're full, and they will not eat anything else after that. It'll get caught in their digestive system and they end up starving to death. Or like we've seen with the unfortunate seal, it got caught up. So entanglement as well is a huge factor. It can get caught and it stops the animal from being able to swallow, or maybe they get caught on something else. So as you can see there, the seal is decaying, but the rope is still in a pristine condition, so, you know, it could go on to harm someone else if it's not removed. So it's just to be aware of that as well.